The first Tuesday in November is a week away. Of course, that's Election Day. What's on the ballot where you live this year? How much attention are you paying to election news? You can give us a call at 1-800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Or send us email, TOTN@NPR.org. Joining us here in Studio 3A for an election preview is NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin. Good to see you again, Ken.
Thank you, Neil.
Now, is there going to be much action next week at the polls?
No, not really. The year before the presidential election year is like the calm before the storm year. There's only two or three. There's three governorships up this year, a handful of mayoral races. Some people could say that if the Republicans sweep all three governor's races, which is a possibility, it could be great news for the Republicans next year. But really, it's just a handful of races, really.
Now, tell us about those gubernatorial races. They're the big items at stake. Could the Republicans get a winner this time in Kentucky?
Well, the way you ask the question is the right way to ask the question, considering the fact that Republicans haven't won it there since 1967. No state, no current state has gone longer without a Republican governor. But yes, Republicans are favored in Kentucky. Congressman Ernie Fletcher is a favorite against the state attorney general, Ben Chandler. Now, Chandler's a big name in Kentucky.
Happy Chandler, of course.
That's right,
yeah.
And his brothers, Dopey and Grumpy. No, but I mean, Happy Chandler was a baseball commissioner, the former governor. It's a famous name there. What happened to this race is Paul Patton, the Democratic governor, who was term limited anyway. He couldn't run, but he was involved in a very ugly affair where some people say that he exacted retribution against this woman when the affair ended, and he used his position as governor to hurt this woman's business. And right away, the Democrats were disillusioned. They were fragmented. Chandler ran away from Governor Patton, and the Republicans are a favorite to win this race.
We're discussing next week's elections with Ken Rudin here in Studio 3A. By the way, a week from today, we'll be discussing the next year's political campaign, but that's a week from today. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Ken, there's a Mississippi governor's race. The former chairman of the Republican Party, Haley Barbour, is taking on an incumbent.
Right. His name is actually not Haley Barbour. If you listen to the commercials of the Democratic incumbent, Ronnie Musgrove, his name is Fat Cat Washington, D.C. lobbyist Haley Barbour. That's his complete name. But actually, the Republican Party really wants this very much. Democrat Musgrove barely won the race 4 years ago. Matter of fact, didn't get a majority, had to go to the state legislature to elect him. Vice President Cheney was in yesterday for Haley Barbour. Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, will be there tomorrow. President Bush will be there on Saturday. It's really basically Musgrove is trying to throw Barbour's career as a lobbyist against him. I mean, he fought for tobacco companies, he fought for NAFTA, which is not popular in Mississippi, but Barbour really has the ear and the close ear of Republican officials, including President Bush, who is overwhelmingly popular in Mississippi, and my guess is that Barbour wins the race because of those close ties to Washington.
And explain to us, Louisiana is not going to the polls, it seems, in an odd year when there's no vote in Louisiana. What's going on there?
Well, Louisiana always had a weird schedule. Actually, they had an initial election in early October where it was a multi-candidate election. Then they had to come up with the top Democrat and top Republican. The top two candidates now meet in a runoff on November 15th, which is a Saturday.
A couple of big mayoral elections, and the most peculiar one has to be in Philadelphia, where in the midst of an electoral campaign, they discovered FBI bugs in the office of the mayor. What's going on there?
Apparently, Philadelphia Mayor John Street has been under some kind of a federal probe for what they call this pay-to-play bid. Basically, his campaign, his administration has been accused by his Republican opponent, and as well as there are allegations that he has awarded city contracts to friends. A lot of money, a lot of city jobs and favors have gone to his pals in return for money. Now, Sam Katz, the Republican nominee who ran against Street 4 years ago, says, yes, this is exactly what the administration's about. It's filled with cronyism, and this bug only vindicates what I've been saying all along, that this man is a corrupt man. But Philadelphia is a majority black city. African-American voters are clearly convinced that this is a probe done by Republicans in Washington and Philadelphia out to destroy a major black political figure. They did it with Marion Barry in Washington. They did it with Bill Campbell in Atlanta. Now they're going after John Street in Philadelphia.
At least that's the way he likes to portray
it. That's the way the Street campaign is doing it,
okay.
Yes.
And now it seems impossible that there's more electoral news in the California, but the mayor of San Francisco is leaving office. He's term limited. What's the competition like for his replacement?
Well, first of all, it's Willie Brown. He's a giant in California politics, former Speaker of the Assembly, longtime state legislator as a political figure. There's a multi-candidate field on November 4th in San Francisco. Gavin Newsom is one of the members of the Board of Supervisors. He has a lot of high-ranking support. But what he did, his claim to fame is that he proposed an initiative that basically took money away from the homeless and put it into programs, but took direct payments away from the homeless. The liberals community in San Francisco have gone crazy. They feel that it's now us against Newsom. Newsom, however, has gotten a lot of money. He's been endorsed by Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, Mayor Willie Brown. So it obviously looks like Newsom, this supervisor, will go into a runoff in December against whomever the top liberal candidate appears on next Tuesday's ballot.
Let's get a call in. Here's Steve in Washington, D.C.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I really enjoy the program.
Thank you.
How cool is it for, you know, political junkies like me in the United States looking at Bobby Jindal running for the governor's seat in Louisiana, a son of the Asian subcontinent, and Kamal Nawash running for a reasonably conservative seat in the Virginia State Assembly from Northern Virginia? Is that a bellwether of future politics in the states, or these aberrant examples or so? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Appreciate the phone call, Steve.
Thank you, sir.
Well, it's a great question. I mean, in case listeners don't know this, Bobby Jindal is an immigrant, a son of immigrants from India, who's running as an evangelical conservative in Louisiana. Now, Louisiana has only had white men as governors. So you have Bobby Jindal, an Indian American, against Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Blanco, a white woman. So obviously history will be made in Louisiana. But Bobby Jindal, again, the Indian American community is nominally Democratic. Polls show that they usually vote for Democrats. But here you have a Jindal who's very conservative. He's against abortion with no exceptions. He's against affirmative action, very conservative position. And yet he's a great campaigner. He's exciting the state of Louisiana. He finished first in the initial campaign last month. He may win it again, and the Indian American community is contributing heavily to his campaign.
So it could be some interesting news this next Tuesday.
I love it.
You always love it, Ken. Ken Rudin is NPR's political editor. We will check back with him on Election Day. As I mentioned before, we're also going to be looking ahead at the 2004 run for the White House. And again, control of both houses of Congress is up for grabs, and it's going to be incredibly boring or exciting.
Exciting!
Depending on your point of view. In Washington, where everybody thinks it's exciting, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.